Hey, come catch this wave with the Fix Squad. The fix is in. I'm Mr. Soul, I'm tuning in. What you doing?
Got him. Look, real hip-hop revealed that it fits. Pure, you can feel it in the mix. Finally stop pushing the culture forward, this is it. Proceed at your own risk. Got him. Beats, bars, and life, giving them truth in it. Screaming revolution when only a few minutes. My sentiments exactly everything that we do clutch. Another reason to turn the volume up. Sheesh, know what we stand on. Solid ground when we land. Say it's no use, the culture was out of hand. But now out of reach, we gotta stick to the plan. Dark days put the sunshine in it. Good news, I'm proof that it's living. Yeah, revolving the art, the shot go with it. Keeping the beats on the block, don't miss it. Welcome
to the city, stand up. James left, but the king still reigns here. No tears, no love lost, no rain here. Delivers, I promise, Santa reindeer. Love for the city still resides here. Fix for your ailment, faith that resides outside the lines. Detox your mind, cause it matters. Art outside the box, we paint better. The fix is in and we rock a channel. We rock with them for what's deep within. Expose those who talk but don't live. Expose those who talk but don't live. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they speak, so tell me whose face do they see? Repeat. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they seek, so tell me whose face do they seek?
The fix is in.
Yes, sir. You're now tuned into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. I go by the name of DJ Focus, and you know we got an exclusive today, man. Listen, I just want to welcome in, man, one of the true, I would say, heavy hitters, man, within just rap music, period. We can say CHH, but I would argue rap music, period. I heard this young brother, man, I would say about 6 or 7 years ago, man, he put out it might have been longer than that, but the first track I heard from him was a track called You Ride, and it kind of changed my game and how I thought of the approach of CHH itself. You know, he definitely brings that trap style, but also a genuine style. It's not like it's I would argue some CHH artists or just rap artists are kind of like mimicking something else, but I just felt an authentic vibe from him and his passion. And he also just, he got a passion for street ministry, which everybody who know me know I'm an ex-street guy. So anytime I see somebody who got a passion for the streets and really like street ministry and really going in there, I'm excited. So let's welcome in, man, Reconcile from Houston to Florida. Reconcile, what's good, brother?
What's up? What up, Focus? How you living, bro?
It's all good, man. Appreciate you rocking with me today, man.
Yeah, I'm locked in with you, bro. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. So we always start off, man, you could share, you know, maybe a little short version, man, of your faith story, kind of like how you came to Christ, or maybe even a story of how you had to reconnect with Christ for our listeners.
Yeah, man. When I grew up, kid, my mom was... she was 16 when she had me, you know what I'm saying? We was broke, poor, living in a trailer park. And, you know, my mom left when I was young. And when she left, my house was violent and turbulent. It was violent and turbulent when she was there. But when she left, it just, you know, it was challenging. And then I think I felt so much hurt and pain, just kind of like not having, you know, like just not having a lot of love. And I acted out. And I started running with a different crowd. I started, you know, I was kind of fueled by delinquency and my own agenda. And, you know, everybody around me started getting to like eighth, ninth grade. You know, everybody started going to juvie, getting locked up. And I found myself just in the midst of that. And me and my dad was trying to have a voice in my life, you know, because he saw me just doing the same thing that And, you know, I think my dad was young, man. Like, when I think back, I'm like, man, when I was like, shoot, I was like, man, my dad might have been like 28, 27, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Trying to tell a, you know what I'm saying, 13, 14-year-old, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a young dude, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he was just trying to tell me, you know what I'm saying, I watched everybody in our family destroy themselves. And, you know, do you want to be like your uncle and your cousin and everybody you know that's locked up? Because that's what you headed. That's what you're doing. And, you know, he tried to check me. And then me and him were getting the fist fights. And then at one point he said, you know what? Ain't nothing I can say to you. You got to get out of my house. And so I started living with my grandma. y'all, a lot of y'all know grandmas, they can't really do too much. I remember telling my grandma, I was like, what you gonna do, beat me? You know what I'm saying? Like, I eat that up, that ain't nothing. So essentially, your worst discipline is to, like, you know, it ain't nothing to me. I leave the house, you won't see me. And that's what I started doing when she would try to discipline me, tell me that she didn't like the things I was doing in her house. You know, I would just leave her house and not come back. And in the process of doing that, the person who cared a lot about me, my grandfather, he passed away. And I felt like I had burned all the bridges with people that cared about me. And felt like everything that I wanted to do and that I enjoyed doing that I had, like for example, I love football. I was really good at football. And I feel like I was just letting all that just fly out the window. I had coaches calling my house. I didn't return their calls. You know what I mean? At one point I had the coaching staff at University of Michigan was calling my house. I never returned the call. Lloyd Carr, all them dudes, I never returned the call. You know, I just doing me, laid up in the projects, trying to, you know what I'm saying, do my thing, you know what I'm saying? And so in the midst of all that, you know, God used a lot of pain. And, you know, my grandfather actually passed away. I had never prayed to God before, but I felt like as soon as he died, he could see exactly where I was. He's like, oh, that's where I be at. When you be calling my phone and I hit ignore, this is where I be, you know. And, you know, I started actually praying to him. And then I just felt led to, like, I kept getting in trouble. And I went to court with my grandma. And I remember sitting in court and everybody that you run with, none of them dudes is with you. None of them dudes care. I mean, you know, your partners care a little bit, but, like, they don't care enough to help you stop doing what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, I remember I'm sitting in court with my grandma, and a dude, the judge's name was Judge Sturgis, and he's the same judge that had locked my uncle up. And, like, he saw the name because, you know, the name is starting to get notorious, you know, with, you know, doing the wrong thing. And, you know, he actually gave me an opportunity. I thought he did me dirty. I'm like, man, this dude done gave me all this community service hours. This don't even make no sense. Now I gotta sit in the house on probation and I gotta sit home and I gotta have somebody come check in my house to make sure I'm at the house. And I thought he was just doing me dirty, you know what I'm saying? But he could have sent me he could have sent me to the Graham, you know, to the program residential. He could have, you know, had me sit in, you know, the detention center for however long, you know what I'm saying? He could have really, and I work with kids in the jail. Any kid that comes up in that system, like, they're worse for it. You know what I mean? And he let me do, you know, probation from the crib. You know what I mean? Like, essentially, like, you know, just some light stuff, some lightweight stuff. And that whole process of doing community service and checking in with my PO and, you know, saying being stuck at my grandma's house and only really going up to the church to do community service. I ended up getting saved at that church from a Hispanic pastor, old Mexican cat from Immokalee, Florida. If you ever get a chance, type in Immokalee, Florida. That's the slums of the slums of the slums of Florida. And, you know, dude led me to Christ. And then, you know, he kept rocking with me. He had me just pretty much going everywhere with him. I was cutting grass at the church and being discipled for the first time, you know, and that started me on a journey of really, you know, taking my life serious, grabbing my life by the reins. You know, I ended up taking football serious. I was the type of kid that at school, I'm at the Boys and Girls Club till you can't see the football no more. We out there playing football in the dark. And, you know, ended up getting football scholarships, ended up getting to college, got discipled some more, started, you know, leading a campus group on college, started getting involved in, you know, working with kids that come from areas like I come from, backgrounds I come from, and helping them change their life. I started a nonprofit as soon as I graduated. And then, man, we just started, you know, really trying to take the music to the, you know, the elements that we came from. So, yeah.
No, that's good. That's good. let's backtrack a little bit. Where do you think the anger, because you talked about as you were growing up, you kind of lashed out at both of your parents. Where do you think that anger or that, you know, where did that come from? You think that kind of like...
Man, a lot of that, like we talk about generational curses.
Right.
Man, it's not so much a curse. It's a spirit that is attacking your family. I think the enemy comes at the family unit more than anything else he could focus on. You know, like if he's like sent one dude towards him and then sent 10 towards that family, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think in my family, if you look at the trajectory, anger, violence, broken homes, you know, physical violence, domestic violence, teenage pregnancy, nobody accomplishing anything, anger and bitterness, you know, feeling like the world's closing in on you, you know what I mean? And I think that is what I saw my parents like, you know, that lack of money, that I don't have nothing in the bank and stuff still ain't working out and I got to get up and do this, this and this and my life is just hard and it creates all these different things. And then what you do is you project that onto your children. And so, because I was a kid that got beat every day, you know what I'm saying? I started developing a whole bunch of like, I hate you, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to hit you, you know what I'm saying? You know, I go to school, they cracking on me, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to bust them in their face, you know what I mean? And all this just starts to, you know, to build up to where next thing you know, it's like that's all the habits that you have is this negativity, you know? And, you know, I remember I being disrespectful, you know, and the things that I was saying, living disrespectful, doing whatever I wanted to do. And not like my parents were like saying, like, do that. Cause they weren't like, they definitely weren't on that. It was on some, like, if you do wrong, I'm going to kill you. You know what I'm saying? You know, and they didn't go to church. They weren't church. You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, it was more like, don't ruin your life. But I don't really have the tools to help you not ruin your life. You know what I mean? And I'm not doing the things that you should follow or imitate. You know what I mean? It's just don't ruin your life, you know? But I think that anger and all that, it was just building up through the life that I was living in and the consistent trauma and depression and everything that, you know, my home was.
So you know, you join the church or you do the community service, you start developing a relationship with God and you kind of get saved. What was the transition between like you and like your partners or anybody who was like in that street life that, you know, you were trying to wean yourself away from that? What was that process like?
Yeah, so for me, the process of giving my life to the Lord, like I always kind of felt like the Lord had kind of just always had his hand on my life since a very young age. Mm-hmm. But I didn't believe there was a God. I mean, I always believed there was a God, but I didn't believe that he actually cared. So the transition was really the relational component of me being able to go to God every day and have his spirit speak to my conscience and my soul and just, you know what I mean, that regeneration of my heart to where the things that I used to love, like I can't stand, I didn't want anything to do with, you know what I mean? I used to steal. I used to love stealing. If I saw it, I had to get it. And I didn't want to steal anything. I didn't want to touch anything. I didn't want to wrong somebody. I didn't want to disrespect somebody because I was just like, I had such a distaste and a hate towards the death and the trajectory of my life at that point in time. And so when I made that decision for myself, I really felt like it was making it. Yeah, I really felt like it was choosing my life over death. I was choosing to live. And, I always been a leader in everything that I've always done. I've always been a leader. I was the type of friend that parents would tell their kids that I can't come over their house or that they not supposed to hang with me when they get to school. So I always had like a negative influence on dudes. But then when I got saved, like it was like, look, this is what I'm doing. And if y'all ain't doing this, I don't care what y'all on. This is what I'm on. And I think dudes, because I had such a strong personality, my friends started gravitating towards the decisions I was making, you know what I mean? So I said, hey, look, I'm going to go to this Bible study. Next thing you know, it's like a Bible study for like nerdy, cats that go to, just think of kids that go to youth group, you know what I mean? Right. And then here come some hood kids walking in, you know what I'm saying? And you can tell they all with me, because I'm like, yo, we finna come in here. This is where I'm gonna be at, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, just watching, you know, dudes that I was like smoking their life away or finna start getting into like, you know, shooting in people's houses and doing home invasions and all that different stuff. Just telling them like, look, if you gonna rock with me, look, we're going to be on that football field. We're going to the Boys and Girls Club. That's where I'm going to be at. And just so many dudes, like, we hop in a beat-up truck and we all riding up to the Boys and Girls Club, you know, versus them dudes being on the streets. And I would tell dudes, like, dude ride with me, he like, oh, let's make a stop real quick. I need to grab something on my backpack. I'm like, bro, you ain't finna be, you know, I ain't finna be the one driving and you doing drop-offs. You know what I'm saying? Like, that got to go, you know? Telling my brother, like, you on slide with us, you put the gun back in the house. I'm not doing that, because you already know when you have a gun on you, you got a whole different personality. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So just having that type of influence on my dudes to where, like, man, who would have known if God hadn't saved me, who would have known how many of these dudes wouldn't have went to college? You know what I mean? We all end up getting football scholarships. You know what I'm saying? Where we probably wouldn't even took football serious. You know, so I think it had a huge impact for the good. You know, I didn't really so much have to, at some point I had to cut my brother off, but it was like his life kind of cut him off. He kept getting locked up, you know what I'm saying? So him being locked up really helped me, not help me, but him being locked up forced me to kind of be dolo, you know what I'm saying? And me being dolo, you know, really, you know, my main influence was the Lord, you know what I'm saying?
So how was your football career? Because, you know, you say you was, you know what I'm saying, lightweight cold. Were you like looking to, like, you know, pursue NFL, or then how did you get into music? Like what happened with that?
Hey man, it be tripping me out, because I was just watching the Thursday night game, the Browns versus who's the Browns play? They play Cincinnati.
Absolutely. You know, I'm from Cleveland. That's my city. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, lit. So I'm watching Browns versus Cincinnati, and the Browns, you know, they signed my guy that I played college ball with, that I used to sit in the next locker with, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Be at every workout, 5 o'clock in the morning, running with him. And he led the Browns in tackles last Thursday night. Mm-hmm. And I'd be tripping like, bro, like,
that could have been me.
You know, but God had some, you know, I had got injured in college and the medical staff pulled the plug on me. They said it wasn't safe for me to keep throwing my head into people. So, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So speak a little bit about your music influence and how you got into rapping. How did that come about?
Yeah, man, I always loved hip hop. I was the type of dude who used to walk. I used to walk home from school. And, man, on the way home from school, man, I play all kind of stuff, man. I had LimeWire on my granddaddy computer. Y'all don't know nothing about it. Y'all young kids, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Everybody our age, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, LimeWire, Frostbite, whatever the program used to be, bro. I used to be the mixtape dude, come to school with all the little tapes. And, you see me? Yeah. And so I would download all this stuff, all this rap Trick Daddy and, you know, all this different stuff, Slip and Slide. And this is back before Plies was even anything. But we had a Plies song called Fix It. And then just a lot of Nas, DMX, Tupac. And, man, like, them dudes, you know, like, because I'm the type of dude I listen to. Back then, we used to listen to the whole album.
Right.
So we heard the whole artist. We didn't just hear the singles. Right. You know what I mean? And some of those, you know, them tracks 16, 17, 18 that most people don't listen to, them be, like, songs about life and struggle. And I think them songs really impacted me. Like, I listened to DMX Slipping, like, 100 times, that just on repeat on the Love Walkman, you know what I'm saying? You know, listen to songs, you know, like Trick Daddy, like 1020 Life. You know, And those songs just marinated with me, like, man, it, like, hip hop, you know, you could really say something. And then when I first time I heard Lecrae, I was on probation. I heard this song called Take Me As I Am. And I even told Lecrae this. I said, bro, I probably gave you all your streams. Man. I was like, well, this is the new Tupac. You know what I'm saying? I kept listening to it, And to be honest, like, that song really inspired me to kind of to say, you know what, I'm gonna make music for my context. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't really, you know, I know Lecrae do all kind of different types of music, but when I heard that, I was like, yo, I'm gonna make street gospel music. And then I start stumbling on different dudes when I was in college, like, you know, Dizzle and and just, you know, other cats that was doing that. To be honest, I don't really think it's a lot of it ain't really a lot of cats that do what me and Thizzle do. You know what I'm saying? But Seven, love that brother.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I just feel like, you know, at this point in my career, like, it's on me to take up that flag, you know.
No, that's good. Yeah. Well, talk a little bit about your college experience. If I'm not mistaken, did you go to Rice University?
I did. I played ball at Rice University.
I thought you went to Rice University. So if I'm correct, did you take a course with a professor named Bernard by the name Bernard Freeman, aka Bun B? Did you take his?
Yep. I was a part of that initial. It was called the Houston Enriching Program that we had. And let me watch my battery getting low.
Okay.
Got no charge on me, but I was a part of that class. Yeah, but Bun B was actually coming in as a guest professor, and I actually got a chance to really work a lot, real close with Bun and Professor Anthony Penn, and while I was there, was the birth of that whole hip hop and religion curriculum that kind of went to UCLA and all these other Princeton and all these other universities. It was birthed out of essentially the religious studies program that I was in. And then I was doing an independent study with at the time, man. So yeah, we did a lot of other stuff. Me and Dr. Penn did some other independent projects. I did some work that I believe he used because when they started discussing Christian rap, they didn't really know a lot about it. So I was kind of schooling them, like, yo, what y'all think is Christian rap ain't it. Right. It's a real thing. Y'all don't even know none of these dudes. Like, they actually go hard, you know what I'm saying? So I contributed to that.
Were you able to build, like, a little relationship, like, with Bun? Because a lot of people
To the point where Bun know me as Reconcile and Ronnie. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then I shot 2 music videos for Bun. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I shoot music videos too. I shot 2 music videos with Bun, and you know, we would have long talks. You know, I know him as Bun and Bernard. You know what I'm saying? I've seen the other side of Bun B, which is a cool thing to see. Like, he's a very educated, well spoken, you know, smart man. You know, family man. You know what I'm saying?
I agree, because we actually interviewed Raw Gifted in 007, and we talked about it with 007 a lot too as well, because I seen the transition. I came up in that whole Fifth Ward era. I was in high school when they was doing all they stuff, so like, I seen the transition. So I always get pumped about that, and I wish Bun would be more vocal about his spirituality and his walk and everything he's doing down there, because that's like really powerful. That's the other side of that hip hop don't never talk about.
People feel like if they speak on that side, then nobody's going to support them, because most hip hop don't support positive. Wow. You know what I'm saying? As soon as you start spitting positive or putting out the right message, it's like, oh, like, you old head now. You just trying to preach. You know what I'm saying? It's very much like, just even to be on that wavelength, it comes off as, you know, judgmental. But I think we're in the first time ever, like, this space that we are with all the social justice work, I think being on that tip is what people actually want to hear for the first time. Like, I remember I had a stripper on my, it was this chick, she's like, I'm a stripper, I work at Onyx or whatever, I'm tired of hearing murder rap. You know what I'm saying? She like, can somebody tag me in some positive music where people ain't talking about killing each other, you know what I'm saying? And people tagging her Reconcile, you know what I'm saying? I think it's for the first time people, like, even if I'm in this culture, like, I don't want this, like, it's ignorant to be out here and say we marching and then spew the same ignorance and violence and death out of our mouth, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's real. So talk a little bit about how you got into going into detention centers and that. Do you have a foundation or is that something you just do voluntarily? How does that come about?
Yeah. So when I first started, I started working with a guy named Dan Hicks. He was over the gang unit in Houston. And he had this thing that he would do on Saturdays where you like pretty much like fill a whole basketball gym full of juveniles, like kids on probation. That were like in different gangs, and they'd have them all like sitting in different areas by the like gang affiliation and neighborhoods. And I started working with him, and he just kept giving me more opportunities. Like, he's like, all right, you know, most people don't show up consistently, you know what I'm saying? And I was in college, I just thought it was like, yeah, I'm with this. I just started being real consistent with him and that group of dudes that was working with him. Shout out to Corey Paul, Von Wandem, and you know, Gifted, Double O. And I kept rocking with, you know, Dan Hicks. And I was like, look, I'm about to graduate. I want to start a nonprofit. I really want to keep pushing this. I feel like we can do more with these type of youth and kids. And, you know, I started going inside the facilities in college. And then when I got out, we launched the nonprofit and we did a deal with the Department of, the Houston Department of Justice to kind of like makes tailored services for kids in probation all over the south side of Houston. And man, Dan was over the probation unit, so he was just sending me boatloads of kids to our program. And we would do sports, discipleship, feed them dinner every night, Bible studies, study hall, the whole gamut, you know, meet with their parents. And then I took, you know, as I was getting ready to move back to South Florida, where I'm from, because I had my sons were born, I wanted to be around the family. I started working with an organization called Youth for Christ, and then very shortly became their director of juvenile justice, which so over Broward County, Dade County, and we work with every facility, every kid that's locked up. I probably work with about 1,300 kids a year. You know, that know my face. I'd be in any hood in Miami and kids would be like, yo, they call me Pastor. They call me DJJ. They call me the dude with the dreads that be preaching and rapping. Like Ronnie, they go call me all by the name. But I'd be at a gas station or anywhere, the grocery store, in a line somewhere. And I always get stopped by a kid that, you know, encountered me while he was in jail. And so here we do that. We've expanded that, a similar type of program with kids who are on probation and kids who are coming. We call it reentry programs. Any kid coming out of residential facility, so a long time incarceration stint for a kid, they're gonna get referred to our program. And our program is based. We initially based the program in the Pork and Beans Projects. That program got all shot up. Couldn't get a probation officer to come out there. And then we relaunched the program on 27th Ave, right in the heart of Liberty City. And we have kids come from all over places, probation officers come all over. And we really do great work. We do great work with some of the toughest kids dealing with the toughest things in the slums of Miami. So, yeah.
No, that's good. Let's talk a little bit about your music. Let's hop into the music, man. You got Streets Don't Love You Volume 3 getting ready to drop next month. But for the listeners, for those who might not know your music, talk a little bit about, you know, the whole, because you almost got it. You got 1, 2, now you got 3 about to drop. Take us back to 1 and talk about the inspiration behind even starting this little series or collection of mixtapes.
Yeah, man. So I was doing, I dropped Sacrifice. Then I dropped Sacrifice was more a little bit more just the open heart journal. Then I dropped Catching Bodies, which really was like it was like us capturing the fact that we was really like, we say Catching Bodies, it was really like to bring a dude from death to life in the streets. We call that Catching a Body. So we was like really creating our own culture, our own lingo, like what we were really doing in the trenches with dudes in the streets and flipping blocks and you know taking over projects and bringing in the influence of the gospel. And when it got to the point when I moved, and it's so sad. It's like everything that we were doing in Houston kind of came to a close. Cause like when people are no longer there putting their feet to the work, like the devil just come back in harder. You know what I'm saying? The scriptures say like when one leaves, seven come back. You know what I'm saying? And it's like a lot of the stuff that, a lot of the work that we had done, it was almost like it was just nothing. You know what I mean? And it's hard to look at, like, man, you go back through and it's like, what about old boy? What about, oh yeah, he dead. What about old girl? What about, oh yeah, he got locked up. What about, is she on drugs? Like, you know, like, man, this streets is undefeated. You know what I'm saying? Right. And, you know, then I'm in Miami and it's like, we starting to feel like you're starting from scratch when I first moved back. And it's like, man, it's just the death, the destruction. I remember I moved back and shout out to Blaze Carter, one of my homies, but his son had got murdered in the streets, you know, drive-by killing kids. And it's just like, bro, streets ain't got no love. And these dudes, I'd never seen nobody win. And so I felt like the goal and the aim was to, you know, you had Christians make, like, I just felt like my ministry was towards the streets. And I wanted to just like take a whole different approach that street dudes would gravitate towards the message, which has been always been a challenge because, you know what I mean? Like, how do you put music in a way that a dude would just, you know, not, I feel like you got to strategically do it. You got to be smart. You got to be in the culture. You got to understand, you know, how dudes think and what they thinking about, what they care about, the angles where they feel like they don't have hope. And try to speak into that. And that's what Streets Don't Love You One came out of. And then at the same time, you know, we had a lot of, you know, racial injustice in the country. So that was like the undertone is like, I'm trying to speak to street dudes, but at the same time, I'm trying to explain why the streets are so hard because of the systemic oppression, you know? So that's what Streets Don't Love You One was. Streets Don't Love You Two was a continuation of that. And then Streets Don't Love You Three was, it's like a little bit of sacrifice with that heart journal, that's, you know, speaking towards systemic oppression, trying to educate people about the challenges of the neighborhoods. And then the last part is trying to plead with street dudes to come to Christ, you know what I'm saying? So.
No, that was cool. Let's talk about it since you brought it up. When you talk about racism and everything that's going on, social injustice. One thing I do want to give you your roses while you're here, man. I think you do a very good job and you keep it balanced. You definitely talk about everything that's going on within, you know, government and everybody treating people of color wrong, but you also hold us accountable and say, we have to do better and make sure that we're not doing the things that we always get kind of like stereotyped for. So I definitely want to commend you for that, but just talk a little bit about that and just in general, man, on, you know, where we at in the country and the world with racism, which we know is a huge heart issue that probably is never going to go nowhere, but just speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, to be honest, you know, in a marriage, you can sweep stuff all underneath the rug, and America's been in a marriage with this, like, this racial marriage between black and white, and what we've done is we've just, you know, when you have the power over somebody, you can sweep that issue under the rug, you can delegitimize their issues, and then I think what we've seen over time is that, you know, our communities have been leaderless. And to be honest, over the last 20 years since hip hop, our leaders have been people that I feel like were compromised with ignorance, compromised with this whole street culture. And I think the street culture has really done a huge damage to our communities, especially how it affects the youth. Because it has them forfeit their life before their life start. Mm-hmm. I be working with a kid and it's like, man, you're 17, you just tatted your whole face. You know what I'm saying? Why? You know what I'm saying? You running in these streets and they telling you like, oh, you can't run with us unless you catch a body. Why? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, bro, you destroying yourself before you even get out here. And you don't even understand how hard it is for you already being black. Mm-hmm. And you already gonna set yourself way behind. You know what I'm saying? The whole, man, it's just, the culture is just like, it's man, rap music is the only culture where you know, we eat our own babies. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But rap didn't start that way. Rap was very influential and political and wise and smart and challenging, you know? It got compromised. And so I think, you know, when I think about, you know, the two different extremes of, like, you know, I feel like I'm always trying to say, like, look, we got to end the ignorance. We got to stop the violence. We got to killing ourselves. We can't do that. We have to be educated. We have to fight. We have to be strong. We got to be, you know, we got to be resilient. But at the same time, it's like, look, if what does it mean if Buddy's resilient?
We lost Reconcile. Let's see if we get him back on shortly. He tapped out. Appreciate everybody rocking with us, listening to us right now. Exclusive interview with Reconcile. He just got disconnected. We're waiting on him to log back on. So we give it a few minutes. While we're waiting on him to hop back on, we're going to play Reconcile's song. Streets Don't Love You 3 is dropping in a couple weeks. He put out his new single, Learn From The Pain. Keep it locked. You're tuned in to The Fix.
Gotta learn from the pain, or you won't understand it. Gotta learn from the pain, or you won't understand it. Battle my demons, now we move this one. Tears on my face, wear like some drama. Look in the mirror, cause you gotta face it. Devil on your soul, this one that'll take it. Beam up your head, I know you can't make it. Gotta learn from the pain, or you won't escape it. Pain, or you wanna escape? Learn from the pain, or you wanna escape? Yeah. Gotta learn from the pain, or you wanna escape? Gotta learn from the pain, or you want? Shit out here trying to keep his head. Shorty out here chasing babe. She trying to raise the kid alone. She ain't have a day. He hate to feel like a failure. Father forgive. He won't let him catch on lacking. He keep a clean. He gave him 30 laying down, he gon' make it home. See this one on the cop a couple laces. She wanted credit cards in different places. Her mom went involved, took a lot of hate. I see in these streets getting poppin', baby. Look, I ain't tryna judge. I know you got abandonment issues. If you don't ever raise your son, then your son gon' have issues. All that trauma make it hard to love. All that violence leave us lost in blood. And my God won't talk when we don't pray enough. I've been tryna pray to him, keep my head up. I know this life been getting harder. Can't let it drown, stay above the water. Battle my demons, now we move this one. Tears on my face, wet like some trauma. Look in the mirror, cause you gotta face it. Devil on your soul, that's all that'll take it. Beam up your head, I know you can't make it. Gotta learn from the pain, or you won't escape it. Yeah. Gotta learn from the pain, or you won't escape. Learn from the pain, or you won't escape it. Yeah. Please just, if I die with no feeling, can't run. Gotta look in the mirror. I know you can't make it. Fight through the pain and depression. I know, cause I feel it. Won't lose my life for these lies. I live for these streets. Stay down, you'll die with no peace. Switch sides, I'm lost, but don't take a replay. Gotta pray for my head. This life is all that we live. Can't lie, it's hard to forget. Just pray, I know, just keep praying. I run, but I pray you can't change.
Yes, sir, we tune back in to The Fix, your source of faith infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. Just play Reconcile's latest track he put out, Learn From The Pain. You want to break that track down a little bit, man? Just tell the people the inspiration behind that song, Reconcile?
Yeah, man. You know, you got so many people going through so many hard things, and it's like, you're going to keep going through hard things if you don't pull the lesson out from it. You know what I'm saying? And at some point learn, you know, whether it's the things that you're doing, you know what I mean, in your life that causes your life to be hard, you know, whether it's your pride, self-sabotaging yourself, you know, whether it's, you know, the things that you, the addictions that you have, that are the vices that are, that literally destroy you. Or as you know, man, you've been through something hard, but you can't tank it. You gotta learn to fight. You gotta learn from it and fight to want something different. You know, how the lyrics go? I say, grew up in the projects, jumping houses. He ain't have a home. They gave him 30, lay it down. He gonna make it home. She did something wrong to cop a couple of laces. Cop, you know, she running credit cards to you know, get lace fronts. You know what I'm saying? Like, they said his mother wasn't involved. They say her mother wasn't involved. Tucked a lot of hatred. You know, I know you ain't trying to judge. I know you got abandonment issues. But if you don't never raise your son gonna have issues. You know, and it's just everything I see every day. It's like people not learning from their pain. And if you don't learn from the pain, you won't escape it. And so we replay it. You know what I mean? And not to so much get on, like, you know, I want our people to grow. I want people who come from the bottom to be able to make it out. You know, and not just to get on them like, hey, bro, like, you tripping. But it's so hard, bro. And so it's not so much like, hey, you tripping. It's like, bro, you got to be resilient. You got to be that much stronger. You know, you need God. Because the way this thing is set up against you, I mean, every city, every hood, it's like, man, this thing is depressing. It feels like there's no way out. It feels like, you know what I'm saying, you got to do this, this, and that just to get ahead. I know people lying just because they're like, if I don't lie on my food stamps or lie to do this or cheat this or steal this or hustle this, how do I make it? Tell me, how do I make it? You know what I'm saying? You going to come pay my bills for me? You know, I remember preaching Christ to a dude, you know, he was like, bruh, I feel what you're saying, young blood. He was an old head. He must have been like in his 40s. He was selling drugs underneath I-45 over in Third Ward. You know, like there's like a turnaround underneath I-45. You could walk underneath the underpass and it's just nothing but pillars. And, you know, people turn their car around, they do a U-turn, they get served drugs. You know what I'm saying? That's his life. He did do to serve drugs underneath I-75. I mean, I-45 at nighttime. And he like, I feel what you're saying, young blood. I feel you. But, man, I can't get a job at that Taco Bell right there. Literally, I tried. I went up there every day for a month. You know what I'm saying? Don't try me with that, oh, you ain't try hard enough. I begged them. You know what I'm saying? You know, I tried all these other jobs. At the end of the day, if I don't go underneath I-45, what I'm going to do? You know? And, you know, I asked him, hey, you got to trust God beyond that point, you know, and keep going, you know. But people feel like, bro, I'm so strapped. I'm so strapped. You know, it's so hard. And I've been gave up on my dreams. I've been gave up on this. I've been gave up on a perfect life. You know what I mean? I remember I was talking to my dog. I was like, bro, y'all got to stop having all these baby mamas. She's like, Rick, bro, no disrespect. Chill out, how you talking, man? Everybody got baby mamas. You know what I'm saying? He was like, dudes be, by the time a dude 18, he got two baby mamas. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and you once you have a baby mama, you can't go backwards. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we got to learn to adapt and be resilient in everything that we were dealt and be resilient even in the mistakes that we've already made. You know what I mean?
What do you think as a culture, especially as men speaking, like you say, you speaking to that, you know, young man, and you say everybody got baby mamas, why do you think we're just cool with just accepting that? Because I think of that, you know, in a real sense, those are a lot of broken homes, especially if they're not together in a relationship. Why is that like normal? Like we just accept it like it's cool.
But it starts even earlier than that. It's something that happened in our culture before we even arrived that we have to undo. Like, I remember, I'm in my, you know, I tell you, I teach the classes. So one day we doing vision boards, right? So I got all the hood kids, they doing vision boards. Kids from me, from Dead End, he from Third Ward, he from Tuckahoe, he from Yellowstone. And we doing vision boards. And while we doing the vision boards, you know, I put on here what, you know, we got all the magazines, cut out what you want, right? And they started cutting out stuff, and the one kid, he got like, you know, he come up with his board. I'm like, okay, explain your board to the class. And he like, all right, this right here, that represent money, because I'm going to get a whole bunch of money. And then this right here, I'm going to be a boss. I'm going to be a boss, but I ain't going to work no job, though, but I'm going to be a boss. I'm going to have money. And these right here, these my three baby mamas, but I ain't going to have no kids. And everybody started laughing. They like, fool, how you going to have a baby mama if you ain't got no kids? He like, right. So, but anyways, then for whatever reason, we started talking about fathers and fatherhood and what it means to be a father. Because some of the kids already got fathers. I mean, already are fathers. And it was like, what is a good father? And this kid stood up. He goes, I'll tell you what a good dad is. You know, he show up on your birthday. You know, he like get you J's. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, every once in a while, he give you some money. You know what I mean? And like, he just cool. You know, he old boy. He cool. You know? And it's like, that's not a father, bro. To him, he's been taught that's a good father. So if he's at least that, he's successful. If I just show up to my kid and give him J's and money here and there, then I've successfully been a father. That's because that's the best father I've ever seen does that. Not my dad takes me to school, picks me up every day. Not my dad teaches me everything. My dad disciplines me. My dad is there. My dad never misses a game. My dad is, you know, teaches me every single thing about how to be a man. He has literally raised me in every thought that I have and protects me and prevents me from foolish, you know, from all the things that these young men have gotten themselves into. You know, he has no idea that's what a father looks like. And so when we get to a point, we talk about baby mama culture. When being a good father is just being alive,
right?
Then baby mama culture is acceptable. You know what I'm saying?
Talk a little bit about accountability before I get you out of here. Just the importance of accountability within your circle and somebody being able to, you know what I'm saying, check you in case you know if you're doing something wrong and stuff. Because I think a lot of times, like you say, the mentors, the fathers, accountability, they kind of all go in the same token. So, you know, talk a little about your circle.
Yeah. So I had posted about this recently. Without my accountability, there would be no me. I would have been destroyed myself. So anybody listen to this, if you're a man chasing after, you know, Jesus and chasing after, you know, whatever it is that God's called you to be, if you do not have accountability, it's almost impossible to achieve that. The Holy Spirit, he would say, oh, the Holy Spirit's enough. The Holy Spirit convicts us to be in circles of community and bouncing our life off of the men, having people set up in our life to challenge us, to check us, to grow us. And, you know, those circles that you have shouldn't be circles where, you know, I always, you know, we talk about not only having accountability with people that are able to speak into your life and challenge you and grow you and keep you, you know, keep you honest and keep, you know, help you check your motivations and ambitions and your pursuits and where your heart's drifting. But then there should also be like, you know, you never stop being discipled. Don't care who you are. Never stop being discipled. But you should also be a structure where you're pouring into somebody else as well. And that pouring into somebody else isn't so much you would think that's you giving of yourself to somebody else. But you learn so much from pouring into somebody else. Sometimes there's times where I preach to myself just by talking to somebody else. I'm like, yeah, man. That's what it looks like to forgive. And then it's like, what's your non-forgiving at? You know what I'm saying?
That's real, though.
You know, where it's like, man, I really got to, you know, I'm telling old buddy, you know what I'm saying, this is how he going to get by, but I really don't have any faith that that's how I'm going to get by. You know, and, you know, I think that whole constant of challenging, giving, taking, partaking, being a part of community, and being around people that are keeping you accountable. Otherwise, man, you're left to your own devices. You're left to what you think is right and wrong. And a lot of times, you know how people come up to you, man, God told me. We do that all the time. We interpret God to be whatever our wants, needs, and desires are. That's what he's saying, and that's what his word for us was at that given moment. You know what I'm saying? Which can be very dangerous, misleading, and scary. You know what I mean? That, you know, you are essentially your own God, but you telling other people that it's Jesus. You know, and accountability kind of checks that.
Yeah. What you currently reading, man? I'm interested. What you reading right now?
You want me to turn you to my library right here?
For sure. I love to get educated. Come on. I need some new stuff to read. Come on. Because I think that's the importance. That's something we always focus on this show, man. We looking to educate, man, and equip people, man, with tools. So, you know, I definitely would definitely ask you what's your spiritual diet like? Like, what's your daily regimen like outside of that? Oh, he brought the whole library. That's what I'm talking about.
It's just a little bit right here.
Okay. Tell the people.
Let me grab some more from over here, man.
Okay. Yeah, he got a whole stack, y'all.
I got a library in the crib, man. And I ain't never was a dude that used to read, but, man, I ain't realized the value, man. When somebody gives a book, you know what it takes to write a book? You got to live your whole life and then put everything that you've learned at that point into some pages. So if you were able to read a book, man, you're really fast-forwarding somebody. It's like a USB into your head. Like, you downloading everything that they've gone through, and you get it like that because they've already lived it. The Negro Civil War, this is a great book. This book is about, it's very informative because there's a lot of parallel to our time right now. It's like fighting a war, fighting two different wars. You're fighting for your country, but also fighting for your freedom, liberty. Free at Last, this is The Gospel and African-American Experience, Carl Ellis. This is a solid, solid, solid book about understanding. There's a lot of stuff. Understanding why the African-American pushes back against, you know, white gospel, white Christianity in America. And seeing, you know, where some of the thoughts in the, because sometimes we just accept stuff because somebody did it a long time ago. Somebody said it a long time ago. Somebody put it in a book first. That don't mean they was right.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? That's real. Mandela, Long Walks to Freedom. This dude was in prison for standing up for the right things and came out and became the president. And his life is very inspirational. This is Alex de Tocqueville, Democracy in America. It's a great book about how they actually came up with democracy. And he debunked why democracy would fail in certain areas. And that's why some of his thoughts have been challenged. He speaks on this concept of the tyranny of the majority, which essentially is the idea that because every 4 years we rotate our politics, that whatever the pressing issue is at the time, that's all we focus on. And so other issues, you know, and other things that are important kind of get pushed to the back of our mind. And then once we're on to the next 4 years, we never actually make any progress.
That's a nugget he just dropped, y'all. Pay attention. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Just waiting for Reconcile to log back on. You still there, Rec? And we logging right back on.
Then Frederick Douglass, man, of course, narrative is life. Been super powerful. A lot of people don't know this about Frederick Douglass. Can you see me?
Not yet, but I hear you.
A lot of people don't know this about Frederick Douglass. He was mixed. So it's kind of means something to me because Frederick Douglass had a white dad and I got a white dad, and he talked about just what it means to be mixed in America. And he says in the book, you know, I love Christ and the impartiality of the cross. Therefore, I hate the religion of this country. It's a good book. Let Justice Roll Down. The Hole in Our Gospel. This is written by Richard Stearns. He goes to Africa and he realizes this gospel don't preach over there. We have a hole in our gospel.
Wow.
This is a great book. Don't Call It Love, Recovering from Sexual Addiction. It's a great book for any man. Crazy Love, of course, your boy Francis Chan. Which one is this? Oh, Son of Hamas. So this brother right here, his dad was a, like, leader of Al-Qaeda, and he converted to Christ and pretty much had everybody at his head after that, because he had all the secrets of the organization, but he had given his life to Jesus, and he was trying to win his family and his country back over and make a difference. So talk about persecution, and then you already know this bad boy.
Absolutely. Hey, last question. I'm gonna get you out of here, man, because I appreciate your time. If you could give advice, what's your last words? You're an educator, man. You're a street pastor. You're an artist. What would be your last words, man, before God send you to heaven, man, that you could leave with anybody, artist, street guy, anything? What would be your last words?
You ain't got to be perfect. You never had to be perfect. Everything that you're fighting for has already been won. All you have to do is persevere. Persevere and keep walking. As you persevere and keep walking, and if you keep walking towards the Lord, he's going to make your life beautiful. Might not make your life easy. Yeah. But it's going to make your life beautiful and worth it. So I'm pretty sure that can touch anybody on any kind of different level for any whatever specific thing. Keep pushing. Make the most out of the days. The days are evil. Make the most out of them.
Tell the people how they can get ready to download and stream that project and when it's dropping and everything, man, and all your social media handles.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't slipping. I ain't never lacking. You feel me? Check me out on Reconcile Us on all the social media. Yeah, that Streets on Levy 3. That mud drop on October 9th. Make sure you get your pre-order, baby. You know what I'm saying? Get laced up. Get cleaned up. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you ain't lacking when they come out. You know what I'm saying? It's finna be that fire. It ain't no play around that. Hell, I tell dudes, you know what I'm saying, bootleg it, do whatever you got to do, make copies of it, get it out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, look out for me, man. I am a DJ. Send me that service pack, man. I'm with Coalition King. So I want to. Right, DJ I want to get you out there. I'm with Coalition King. So let me get that service pack, baby. Hey, and I do gotta tell you too though, I need some gear, man. I like the Hope Dealer crew neck, but you ain't got no 3X. I need a 3X, so I gotta get a special order, fam.
3X, that's what you need. You need, I need 3X, fam. Put in that 2, you feel me?
No, I'm gonna wear mediums, baby.
I don't know why everybody meet me for the first time. They be like, Rick, man, I thought you was a little dude. I'm like, what made you think that? I've been a big dude my whole life. Mm-hmm. So I'm 6'3", 225.
Okay.
And, man, I rock the large. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So I'm going to tell you, I'm 6'4", 300 pounds.
Okay. You rock the.
Yeah. I'm straight. So I'm certified. What I'm telling you is the real. It's certified, baby.
I ain't the same for play. You feel
no,
me?
No, I'm certified.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you calling me, vibing with me, man.
Yes, sir, man. Reconcile, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate y'all, man. Continue to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Jesus is the answer. Kingdom advancement. The fix is in. We out.
Came up from nothing, no low. It just came out of struggle. Yeah, they had to work, but it seemed they be working me double. Yeah, I can't believe they heard me. Now it's a struggle. Yeah, I don't revenge, but I shouldn't. I know it's a struggle. Yeah, because the land was the muscle. Trust me, you don't want to tussle. Granny had to do what she can. Yeah, mama ain't wait for no man. Yeah, we was on mission to get it. I got it. The hustle got caught in the jam. Yeah, just stick to the plan. We gon' see what you got as you mellow, you man. Yeah, I guess I'm built to look different. They hopping and switching. If I'm being honest, that life it look tempting. I go to that house, ain't no food in the kitchen. I go to the gram, ain't no likes and no mention. These characters on and I really don't get it. I hear what they on. I've been here for a minute. Don't speak on my name or I'm here to be dentist. I struggle to like you. I'm first to admit it. Like, yeah. I know I'm supposed to forget you. But man, it's a struggle. I know I'm supposed to just love him, but man, it's a struggle. It ain't been easy, nah, man, it's a struggle. Fall on my knees and praying to get through the struggle. Yeah, I know I'm supposed to forgive him, but man, it's a struggle. Yeah, I know I'm supposed to just love him, but man, it's a struggle. Yeah, it ain't been easy, nah, man, it's a struggle. Yeah, fall on my knees and praying to get through the struggle. Yeah, we came back. Started
to be easy. How do you reason? What if she cheating? What if she leaving? Gave her your heart, man. What if she thieving? These is my thoughts. I'm battling demons. Tussle at night. It mess with my sleeping. I'm on the edge, man. I'm on the deep end. I'm on the verge of why you breathing. Man, it's a struggle to love you, a struggle to leave. Yeah. How you gon' fight if you won't even hop in the ring? Yeah. I made up my mind, it's time I'm cutting ties with guys who plot and scheme. Some of my friends, but when I'm around, that's all we do is plot and scheme. That's not in the dream, man, it's a trap, man, it's a fact. How they gon' hate, saying all that? Thought it'd be love, no matter the track. They want the grace, but ain't giving it back. It was a struggle just telling these people the things that I lack. But if it's gon' help, I will never be holding it back. Facts. Yeah. I know I'm supposed to forgive you, but man, it's a struggle. I know I'm supposed to just love him, but man, it's a struggle. It ain't been easy, nah, man, it's a struggle. Fall on my knees and praying to get through the struggle. Yeah, I know I'm supposed to forgive him, but man, it's a struggle. Yeah, I know I'm supposed to just love him, but man, it's a struggle. Yeah, it ain't been easy, nah, man, it's a struggle. Fall on my knees and praying to get through the struggle.
Wake up in the morning and grind. You know that we grind in the moon. Praying it down to the gristle. The Jesus start ringing his home. You know that we bad to the grind. I told him we bad to the bone. I told him we bad to the bone. Yeah, yeah. They know that we bad to the bone. Yeah, yeah. I told him we bad to the bone.
They know that we bad.
They know that we bad to the bone. They know that we bad to the bone. They know that we bad.
Yeah. Know that we bad. Took us for granted, came back with a bag. Counting the hits like I'm shuffling cash. Dipped in the blood, is that making you mad? Won't find a body in 48. I killed the flesh, made it dissipate. But back to the bone. Loving the person that I have become. Roll with the homies, I swear that I'm living well. I get the water from living well. Better saw that like it's skinny kale. We were so close that we end up here. Dripping like fresh out of lake. Ayy, whipping like I'm running late. Ayy, getting the way out of state. Ayy, all that I needed was faith. Don't tell me you love me. You turn your back like I need something from you. I learned a lesson, there's nowhere to run. I seen the future, I already won. Ain't going back, came a long way. Better with time, you should just wait. I had a plan when I started the race. Many do fail, but I keep up the pace.
Tell the homie to leave me alone. I'm trying to stay in my zone. Wake up in the morning and grind. You know that we grind in the moon. Praying it down to the crystal. The Jesus start ringing his home. You know that we bad to the grind. I told him we bad to the bone. I told him we bad to the bone. They know that we bad to the bone. I told them we bad to the bone.
They know that we bad.
They know that we bad to the bone. They know that we bad to the bone. They know that we bad.
You know she bad to the bone. Young, smart, yellow bone. Call her Bonita Applebone.
Why?
Cause she got it going on. She wore designer in Louis. Her life is just like a movie. Plus I think she from the A. You know she bad and she bougie. They only look at the surface. Need to look into the heart of the person and purpose. I see that vibe and I swerve it. I see that vibe is alert. You know I'm skirt. Consider her hobbies, her qualities, characteristics, relations you got when you choose it. Stop that living water, feeling clean. Michael Jackson, Billie Jean. Get her flesh on the scene. It was either her or me. The battle is already won for me. Got 10,000 angels that come for me. I got that P31 for me. Shine, cause I got that.
Tell the homie to leave me alone. I'm tryna stay in my zone. Wake up in the morning and grind. You know that we grind in the moon. Praying it down to the gristle. The Jesus start ringing his home. You know that we bad to the grind. I told him we bad to the bone. I told him we bad to the bone. They know that we bad to the bone. I told him we bad to the bone.
Yeah. I know it's been a while, I don't, you know what I mean? Miss me with all that.
Yeah. I just feel like this is the one. She telling me this is the one. You tell me if this is the yeah.
I know you gonna take this.
I just feel like this is the one. Yeah, yeah. You tell me if this is the one. She telling me it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Check this out.
We got another one.
Got to scratch a couple things off my bucket list. Hitting marks that I had set when I was just a kid. People who been rocking with me like this, what you get. When you give it all and you ain't got a butt to give. When you in a deeper place but don't know what it is. But know it's better than any place that you've been before. This the life that give kids a reason to wanna live. So they ain't gotta steal no candy from the liquor store. I'm trying to use this platform for my testimony. Watch how I beat the odds, you ain't got a metronome me. How many rappers does it take for him to get the glory? How many Davids were anointed before he was born? All that talent you wasting, don't blame it on the system. You talk to God, but you walking like he don't never listen. I got the power in Jesus that gave me confidence to stomp around my enemy like Ollie versus Sonny Liston. Yeah. Can't forget to mention, but shout out all of the people that gave me intervention. Shout out to Jesus and Daddy and Mommy and Kevin and Corey and Caleb and Mickey and Jackie, my closest siblings. Others too, man, I still loved you even when you did it. And all my friends to help me see that I'm a little different from who I was. At least I'm peeping when I'm in the spirit. I got the gift of tongues, no wonder this is how I'm spitting. People claiming I'm changing, I'm glad they see a difference. I'm a pastor now, I'm focused on a different mission. I'm trying to see the hungry eating like they own the kitchen. I'm trying to see the poor living pockets full of to walk on water, my focus gotta be 2020. Can't let the windy storm distract me from the path I'm in. He told me ball, so I'm working like it's a freaking movie. And watching things that I prayed for really happening. Dropped a lot of weight, the relationship wasn't good for us. Focused on rebuilding and fixing it, but it didn't work. Learned that I was stubborn and selfish, like when I put them in the record and said, heck it, I didn't care if they said it hurt. All the views, I'm amused, I'm the people's puppet. People all around the globe telling me they love it. What's that mean if the cost is the people it mentions? I gotta do it for his glory, not for the attention. I just feel like this is the one. She tell me if this is the one. She telling me this is the one. You agree that this is the one. I just feel like this is the one. You tell me if this is the one. She telling me this is the one. You agree that this is the one. Man, I'm ready cause we closer now than other years. I'm on the rise and I'm shining cause I love it here. For a while I was stuck when I was pretty clear that my heart on these records is what they wanna hear. 2019 is the year it all happens. I'm not rapping, I'm giving people my life in action. I'm giving Jesus the glory so he don't ever ask me. Long as he happy, I'm happy. Don't get it twisted, suckers.
Like I'm not saying that Popo or Poo Poo, but there's no guarantee they won't shoot you. No, God watching me like I'm Hulu. People look at me like who knows. She think that I'm famous, she walked out like who you. But I see her tracks like a choo-choo. Man, if I'm not the one, I'm you too. We not the ones that you're used to. We do this for us, we don't care if they buy. Reaper rappers, the new FUBU. Man, I got my freedom back. Feel like Mary after she got Jesus back. Ain't nobody there, but we got on all black. Quick to judge me like a cheetah tan. They believe the lies and ignore the facts. I'ma call her up and tell Tina that. My name Table Turner, we related Jack. She want me to sing, I don't need the rap. It's a hot.
Hey, hold on, huh? Man, here we go one more time. Can't even fall, don't mind. Never gonna get me blind. Never gonna hit rewind. You ain't gotta worry about me and mine, cause we gon' be just fine. Put us in the dark, we shine. Cause you wanna know when it's kind, yes, sir. But you better break it down with your family first. Look at my drip, I'm quenching thirst. I'ma thank God from good to worse. He ain't even wanna get reimbursed. Sheesh. Tell him we come in peace. Gotta go overseas. Whole lot of fans in Greece. Anytime you see few, but you gon' see my crew. Still got a truck on zoo. Feeling like deja vu. 1KL for life. 116 unite. Some folks saying I changed though. I ain't gon' lie, you right.
Yeah. Double the price in a week. Price in the got him. You know the trap on the move. I gotta tell him. You know the trap on the move. I got a tat on my knee. I had to work on my I had to work on my patience. I had to cut some ties, huh? I got no time for complacent. You don't deliver. You like DiGiorno's. She want my babies. I'm like, no, no. I've been on the D-Lo. Can't find me like Nemo. They wanna take my steelo. I take it back like Debo. I'm not afraid to get mine.
did it my way. Yeah, I did it my way. Yeah, I did it my way. Frank Sinatra my way. What I'm wearing today, it don't matter anyway. Feel I do it my way. Feel a door and some chase. You I'm stuck in my ways. You I'm stuck in my ways. Oh, shut up my way. Fetty walk my way. I ain't gotta act different. Better boy. I ain't seen a white gripper. He said this is everybody gripping. Come on, house on my chillies. Little Mikey was bitch. I ain't gotta act different. Better boy. He said this is everybody crippin'. Got my house full of chillers. Lil' Mike, he was pimpin'. I ain't got no roof, cause I ain't got no sons. I be dreamin' for millions, so I can help other children. But the system kill him, but these drugs kill him. He don't treat me like a king, but I know I'm royalty. And I did it my way, can't take it from me.
Now hear this.
Lord, I need you some more, 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 more. Lately I'm tripping, lately I'm slipping, lately I'm drifting. Nothing like I was before, fall, fall, fall. Used to make you shirt, used to stay in your word. Spirit disturbed, like it's been so long ago, go, go, go. Now when I knew that you had what I need, and I used to play my position, and I used to follow your lead. You used to tell me you got it. Fall back and retreat. Tell me. I take a seat. Fall back and retreat. Tell me you got it. Tell me you got it. I take a seat. Fall back and retreat. Yeah. I was as blessed as can be. Nothing compared to your peace. But where did it go? Go, 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 go. I promise you, I done look high, high, and look low, 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 low. And I promise I done tried about everything that I know. No, 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 no. That was a no, 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 no. Love me so, love me so, love me so. I done tried it all before, flow, 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 flow. Hands and knees to the flow, 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 flow. There's no other place to go. Only thing that I know. Lord, I need you some more, 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 more. Lord, I need you some more, 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 more. Lord, I need you some more, 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 more. There's no other place to go. Only thing that I know. Lord, I
in the mix, it's DJ Mixtafab, Mixtafab, Mixtafab.
Yeah, yeah. Fade away, fade away, fade away, fade away, fade away, fade away, fade away. Yeah, this ain't on the better day. Go gorilla life back tonight. Fade away, fade away, fade away, fade away, fade away, fade away, fade away. This for infinity, y'all. Never gon' fade away, y'all. Rage, 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 fade away. Rage, 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 fade away. Fade away, fade away, fade away. Go gorilla life back tonight.
Use this gospel for protection. It's a hard road to heaven. We call on your blessings. In the Father, we put our faith. King of the kingdom, our demons are trembling. Holy angels defending. In the Father, we put our faith.
Not be the greatest. In my bed undercovers when undercovers had raided. My presence is happy, belated. Fashionably late, I'm just glad that you made it. The best is yet to come, I'm just glad that you waited. They all say they're real till it's time to appraise it. I seen them come and go, you only the latest. but who am I to judge? I'm crooked as Vegas.
Use this gospel for protection. It's a hard road to heaven. We call on your blessings. In the Father, we put our faith. King of the kingdom, our demons are trembling. Holy angels defending. In the Father, we put our faith.
A lot of damaged souls, I done damaged those. And in my arrogance, took a camera pose. Caught with a trunk, a Barry Manilow. They sing a different tune when the slammer closed. From the concrete grew a rose. They give you rave talk, I give you faith talk. Blindfolded on this road, watch me faith walk. Just hold on to your brother when his faith lost.
Try it if I want. How about a luck, but you just keep winning. Just keep winning. Just keep winning. Winning. Every winner, every champion, every overcomer. This song is for you.
That feel real good.
This song. Everywhere I go, I take my
send a prayer up for everybody listening. I never stop, but I still pray for everybody wishing. I'm praying for that dope dealer listening while he whipping. Praying nice, you make it right. He really hate the life he living. The fiend he pictured to, that had to sell a bike to get it. The child of that fiend that woke up and his bike was missing. I pray for the teacher dealing with these kids we raising. Give them patience and the strength it takes to keep forgiving daily. All these teens growing up facing different temptations. Put your word down and picked up YouTube's misinformation. For every child raised by a racist, let them not be influenced by the hatred and never know it.
I was on the grind for the group. I fell into the loop. My prayer hit the roof. Now I'm on the grind for the truth. Let's take a moment to send prayers through the roof. Like a shooter.
Bless is falling in line, guess I need a taper. And every loss is
is a lesson. Tell my haters I confess. Treat them like the green bubbles on my iPhone. I probably never read the message.
If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next man. I've been down before the come up, I ain't stressing. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings. Blessings. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Blessings. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Blessings. Blessings.
Blessings. I was good with it, baby. It's your boy Cujo Mayman out of Louisiana. You are now locked in with Coalition Kingdom DJs. Man, y'all know Coalition got to sit on lock, man. Quit playing.